Now, from primary care to the primary campaign in New Hampshire. Four Republicans are running in the primary to replace GOP Senator Judd Gregg. And as they campaign throughout the Granite State, they are hearing one crystal-clear refrain. No surprise, people are worried about the economy. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in New Hampshire, and he's been hearing that message, too.
Stand on historic Main Street in Littleton, New Hampshire, and gaze into the front window of Time to Consign. There is only one conclusion you can possibly reach.
This is Elvis Week. Elvis is in the house.
An Elvis collector asked for John Morello's help selling this treasure trove of memorabilia.
We sold about 8 pieces of Elvis already. A very large life-size poster, right to some old collectible actual posters from his concerts.
Morello opened this consignment shop 3 years ago, figuring the bad economy would make people want to empty out their attics. But this isn't all he does.
I work here, I work at Home Depot, and I work at a restaurant.
That's huge.
To pay the bills, it's the only way you can do it.
Morello's situation helps explain why people in New Hampshire are so worried about the economy, even though the state's unemployment rate is about half the national average. All four Republican candidates hoping to succeed Senator Judd Gregg focus on this issue above all else. I caught up with them campaigning this week, and here's a quick summary of their messages.
The bottom line is we need jobs, we need economic opportunity, economic growth.
I know how to recruit and attract new business to New Hampshire.
We need to get more robust recovery underway.
Our small business owners are very concerned about the state of the economy.
That was Bill Binney, Jim Bender, Ovid Lamontagne, and Kelly Ayotte. If Ayotte's voice sounds different from the others, that's because I spoke with her by phone. She was on her way to a fundraiser in Texas with some of the most powerful Republicans in the Senate. Her opponents complain that she is the anointed choice of Washington.
I think the description of me as the establishment candidate is actually ridiculous. The bottom line is that I've never run for office before. I was an appointed attorney general.
Ayotte is generally considered the front runner, followed by Bill Binney. Binney has been dumping tons of his own money into TV ads, many of which attack Ayotte. In an interview, Binney defended his approach and looped back to issue number one.
Kelly is a lawyer. I'm a business person. Kelly has dealt with putting people in jail, for lack of a better term, and I've dealt with putting people in jobs.
The challenge for candidate Jim Bender is to move beyond being described as the other wealthy businessman.
Have I been characterized that way?
He says the key is to campaign tirelessly.
There's a shoe repair shop in Nashua Center, Gary's Shoe Repair. I've had 5 pairs of shoes repaired there since January. The other rich guy probably doesn't even repair his shoes. He buys new ones.
If Ayotte has support from Washington, and the businessmen have the support of their own personal wealth, Ovid Lamontagne has the support of the Republican Party's right wing.
The voters are looking for authenticity, and if they're looking for a conservative candidate, I'm the only conservative candidate in this race.
The thing is, while small government and low taxes have always been big in New Hampshire, Republicans here are for the most part not very conservative on social issues. According to a recent poll, the average New Hampshire Republican is more pro-choice than the average American. This is also one of the least religious states in the country. And when the state legislature passed same-sex marriage, most people just shrugged. Candidates and voters here all say they want to change Washington. When Lamontagne walks into the Turnage Barbershop in downtown Plymouth, frustration with the status quo erupts out of a customer named Martin Wagner.
Washington is a complete cesspool.
We're going to make some changes. People in
How
Washington.
In the hell are you going to make changes when it's the same damn party all the time? You get the Republicans or the Democrats. You can't get anybody else in. And this other Tea Party is the damn Republicans.
Well, I haven't lost hope in America.
Whoever wins the primary will run against Democrat Paul Hodes, who's trying to move from the House to the Senate. In the last 2 elections, Democrats swept New Hampshire from top to bottom, but political scientist Andy Smith from the University of New Hampshire expects it to go differently this time.
Republicans are very highly motivated. Democrats aren't really happy about what's going on in Washington and the state of the economy. So I don't think that the state is becoming more Republican suddenly. It's just that Republicans are going to get out and vote more than Democrats are.
The primary is September 14th, and then it's just 7 more weeks until Election Day. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.